Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
And she said, you better quit trying to act uppity out there in Texas. I said, Mama, I already got a job. $3.65 an hour. Mama said, what? You must be in management or something. Isn't that what you made when you was here? I said, Mama, I mean, this cleaning carpet. I mean, these other fellas, they could have got this, but they didn't want it. They didn't know what a good job looked like. Child, after working out here 1 month, part-time, 20 hours a week, 365. I said, I need a roommate. I can't make it. Hello, somebody. 365 and part-time. My Lord. I said, I can't go back to Mississippi. Oh, Lord. So I done lived through some hard time, y'all. Amen, amen. But you see, there's a cycle. Keep this. As we go through this book of Judges, you will see a cycle of apostasy. And even in the lives of people that you know, you will see a cycle. Just like somebody that you know may be on drugs down here at number 6. What do they need to do next? They need to honestly pray. And they need to be honest with God. Don't just pray, one of these if-then prayers. Now, Lord, if you get me out of this, then I'll go to church on Sunday morning. It's because God can pull your record. And God can say, no, isn't that what you told me the other time? So you got to be serious with God. You got to earnestly pray. And then God is waiting on you to do the next thing. What's that? Repent. You got to turn from them drugs. You got to turn from them. If you drink alcohol, you can't say, God, take this alcohol out of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And you got a bar in your house. I mean, you prayed in the bedroom, but right there in your living room, soon as you walk in there, you got a bar. Hello, somebody. And you got all your booze there. God ain't coming in that house from heaven and take all that booze. You got to physically take that stuff out. Talking about you trying to quit drinking, but every time you open the refrigerator, you see Miller time in there. You see a cold one. You got to pass over the cold one in order to get the eggs. You got to get the cold ones out of there. Hello, somebody. Do you see why people still struggle? I know they sound funny, but people expect God to do what God had told them to do. Remember when Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave? What did Jesus do? Jesus said to Martha and Mary, where did y'all land? Where the problem at? You got to physically show God your problem, because God see every problem in your life. Now, which one you want me to deal with? And then he said, all right. Once he got there, Jesus said, okay, roll away the stone. In other words, that's something you can do. And then Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out, still in the mummy suit. Stood at the door, and Jesus says, y'all loose him and let him go. Now notice, it's a partnership, relationship. God is waiting on you to do what you can do, and then he's going to do what you can't do. But you got to do your part. See, we want God to do everything. We want God to come to the graveyard. We want God to find Lazarus, go around and look at what tomb he's at, try to find the tombstone. No, show him. That's something you can do. That's something you can do. You can roll away the stone. Something you can do. You can take away the miller at the house. Hello, somebody. You can take away the boom farm out the house. You can take away the Mad Dog 2020 out the house. You can take away the TJ Swan out the house. You can take away whatever you like out the house. Whatever you want to get rid of, you need to take it away. And when God see that, God said, now they serious. They serious this time. They serious this time. All right, let's move on. And let me just bring out a couple of things in chapter 1. When you look at chapter 1, and that's all we're going to look at tonight. We're just going to scan over it. I want you to go home and read it. But when you look at chapter 1, notice that Judah... The Lord, verse 2, the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hands. Judah shall go up. The tribe of Judah shall go up. And so Judah, he went and he conquered the land that he was supposed to. Look down here at verse number 21, though. Something new shows up, though. It says, and the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites. Underline that. They did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabit Jerusalem. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem until this day. So they was staying with the enemy. Look down here in verse 27. Neither, somebody say neither. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and her towns. Look here at verse number 29. Neither did the Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwell in Gerza, but the Canaanites dwell in Gerza among them. Look at verse 30. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kishron. Look at verse 31. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Achar. Look down here in verse number 33. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh. Look down here at verse 34. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. Now look at that. These people are not obeying God. God said when you get in there, drive them all out. Drive them out. I'll be with you. Drive them out. But they didn't drive them out. And we're going to see, because they didn't drive them out, later on, this is going to come back and hurt them. It's going to come back and hurt them. All right. Now, that's a quick overview of that chapter. What can you learn from this study? Three things. Number one, there is victory in praise. There is victory in praise. Who did God tell to start out? You know what the word Judas mean? Judah mean? It means praise. It means praise. Listen, whenever you're going to get things started, start with praise. If you want to see victory happen in your life, start with praise. When we start church on Sunday morning, how do we start out? We start with praise service. And even after we done took up the money and then folks, you know, done kind of got cold again, what do we do? Praise. Brother Winston come with two hot numbers. We start again with praise, and we get it set up for the word. Listen, listen, the way we have church on Sunday morning is how y'all have church in your house, in your daily devotion. Amen. Start out with praise. When you wake up in the morning, sing to the Lord. Amen. You can easily shake off that old discouraged spirit. That old spirit that try to keep you down, keep you in that bed. I don't feel like going to work. You can shake off that old dead weight spirit if you just get up with some praise. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. If you wake up with some praise, that changes the atmosphere. So you lead out. Lead out with praise. Lead out with praise. And when you can't praise him, get somebody else to hook up with you that you know can praise God. That's why you got to be careful who you assemble yourself around. Listen, listen, listen. When you get this courage, don't hang out with somebody who is also a discourager. Hang out with an encourager. When you start, when you hang out with somebody, go to somebody who can pick you back up when you down. Yeah. When you start feeling down and you say, well, I just don't know how we going to make it. You need somebody to pick you up and say, well, you know, trouble don't last always. Yeah. Weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Morning going to come. You need somebody to tell you it's always darkest before the dawn. Yes. Somebody says it's looking real dark right now. You ought to start praising God. Because yes. It's getting ready, the light is getting ready to come on now. Yes. Hello, somebody. Yes. And you ever notice? Go outside about 4 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, it's dark. And don't let it be a foggy night out there. Oh, it's really dark and foggy. But just hold on for about 2 more hours. Hold on for just about 2 more hours. A little bit after 6, you start seeing that sun start coming up. And hold on just 1 more hour. If you can hold on just 1 more hour, you'll see that sun out there. It's a, here I am. It's shining. So you be encouraged. Start out with praise. Start out with praise. Number two. Failure come through compromise. Failure come through compromise. Partial obedience is disobedience. Did you hear what I said? Partial obedience. Well, they did drive out, you know, they just cleared up a little room. God didn't say, I just want you to clear up some space. God said, I want you to go ahead and occupy, take over the territory, get them out the land. Don't be sleeping with the enemy. Do you know that's our problem? We sleeping with the enemy. We got enemies in our lives. Enemies to the things of God. They're too close to you. All right. Let me tell you something. If you round a lot of sinners, you better wise up and start trying to save them. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Because the Bible says bad company destroys good morals. You know what's wrong with a lot of church people? Sinners are rubbing off on them. Hello, somebody. I got to tell you the truth. That's what's wrong with the church today. Come in, Brother Payne. All right. Now, he's the world, I'm the church. Come, Brother Payne. He's walking one way, I'm walking another way. What done happened? I done stopped. Like what I see. You see what done happened? Now I'm trying to be like him. You see? That's what done happened to the church today. We done hooked up with the world. We're trying to be just as wild. Christian people are supposed to have a stand. You're supposed to know a Christian by the how they dress, how they talk, how they walk, how they live, the stuff they watch on television. Hello, somebody. You're supposed to flinch when you hear people curse. You don't supposed to just be watching television and they just blinkety blank blank, boom boom, blank 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 blank, and you sit there. You ain't move one bit. You didn't blink your eye. You didn't look for the remote control to hit the. You just listening to all of that, and then you want this guy to score on this married woman. Hello, somebody. I'm going to see is Erica going to hook up with him? Now, why did they wait right till the good part? Oh, now I got to come back tomorrow. Hello, somebody. Do you know Erica is still on the show? She was on the show when I was a little boy. When I was wanting to watch Andy Griffin, they said, Erica on. You didn't watch no Andy Griffin. I want to watch little Oprah. What is his name? Opie. Yeah, Opie on Andy Griffin. Amen. All right, B. Amen. And Goomer and all of them. All right, last one, and you already got that. The Lord is with you when you are with him. What I done with my Bible? The Lord is with you when you are with him. Notice something here. This is a strange verse in verse 19. It says, and the Lord was with Judas. Is that a period?
Yeah.
So what does a semicolon mean? Pause, take a breath, cause something else finna happen here. Just take a breath. But look what's finna happen here. And he drove out the inhabitants of the mountains. Take a breath, think about that. Man, he done drove out the mountain people. Mountain peoples are strong people, powerful people. But Judas drove them out. Take a breath, think about it. But, wait a minute, in English, what is a but?
Conjunction.
It's a conjunction. It links what was said to what is about to be said, but we finna make a U-turn. Mm-hmm. And would have kept us going the same way. But whenever you see a but, you're making a U-turn. Isn't that what happened here? Mm-hmm. I was coming this way, but when I met Brother Payne, the worldly man, what did I do? I made a U-turn. Look, that's what they finna do here. They finna make a U-turn, and the Bible says here, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. Now, ain't that something? They went to the top of the mountain, and they drove out up at the mountain, but got defeated in the valley. Why they get defeated in the valley? Why they get defeated in the valley? They lost what? They lost sight of God. They lost sight of God. Who helped them win their first battle and we thought about it? Who helped them win the battle up there in the mountain and we thought about it? But when they came down to the valley, somebody put the light. Man, did y'all see? They got chariots down there. They got chariots and horses and stuff. Ooh, we can't beat them now. Wait a minute. The same God that helped you down here, They won their first battle down there in the valley. Because every mountain's got a valley. Hello, somebody. So they must have won the battle down there in the valley. Then they went up there to the mountain. But when they got on the other side, down there in the valley, they got chariots down there. How you win that battle over here in the valley? God. How you win at the top? God. How you gonna win back down here? God. They just lost sight of God. At every level, you meet a different devil. But you don't need any other God. You just keep trusting in God. God can handle any devil at any level. Amen. Hello, somebody. Do you believe it? Amen. Do you believe that your God can handle any devil at any level? So we just need to put our faith in God when we're at the bottom down here. When we get to the next level, need to do what? Put your faith in God. The next level, do what? Put your faith in God. The next level, do what? If you're coming back down, put your faith what? You just need, you got a faith problem. You ain't got a people problem. You ain't got a chariot problem. You ain't got a weapon problem. You got a faith problem. And if you get your faith right, you can live right. Did you hear what I say? If you get your faith right, you'll live right. You'll get them blessings that God got in store for you. Your faith determines your blessings. You can receive whatever you believe. Did you hear what I said? Why come they couldn't get the blessings down in this other valley? They didn't believe it. You can receive whatever you believe. I always say the reason we don't have it is because our God is too small. One that's their problem. They saw the chariots, but that must have meant that their God was smaller than the chariot. Huh? Their God was too small. Who's bigger than the chariot? Isn't God bigger than the chariot? They just should have kept on marching. I don't care what you see. Your job is to keep marching. Remember Moses. I'm going to shut down on this one here. Remember Moses. Moses, he got to the Red Sea. The Red Sea was before him. Pharaoh army behind him. Mountains to the right. Mountain to the left. Oh, God. What are we going to do? Oh, God, 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 what are we going to do? God said, go forward, Moses. Go forward. But there's a sea. I didn't tell you to stop. Go forward. Amen. Hold up your rod. What you been doing? Hold up your rod. Hold up your rod. He held up the rod. And what did the water do? You don't stop just because you see the water. Hello, somebody. If God said go forward, he'll make a highway through that water. You just keep going. Amen. Won't God, the old folks, and I'm going to shut it down right here. I'm going to shut it down. But won't God make a way when it looks like no way? Amen. Do I have a witness? Amen. All right, we're going to shut it down.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.